Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Keurig incidents, Emo Fittipaldi, and Floyd checks in. It's coming up right after this.
For the people going through heartbreak right now and you don't know what to do about it.
Okay.
Get sick, turn my stomach, throw up, upchuck, pray to the porcelain god. Barf, belch, bail out, blow chunks, lose lunch, vomit, feed the fish, and heave a log. Evacuate all you ate, retch, rot, regurgitate, drop your cookies, puke, and spew. Hurl, purge are just a few words that come up when I think about you.
That's quality material.
Oh, that is beautiful.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
A couple hours ago, I'm in the green room. I walk in there, and I'm running a little late this morning, but yeah. I walk in there and talk with Pat, and I hear the sound of coffee.
The telltale.
Coming out of the Keurig machine.
Sound of liquid hitting.
Not a cup.
You didn't put a cup under it.
No, I do that about once a week.
You forgot to put the cup underneath, you see.
Got to talk.
No, now, wait a minute.
It's like, remember the old days when you were a kid and they had those vending machines where the cup would fall down? Remember those? The cup would drop and then the liquids would mix and you'd have a soda.
Mm-hmm.
It would throw the ice in and the whole thing. I haven't seen one of those in years. No. This would be like that, except the cup didn't come down.
I didn't know they would do it with sodas also. I thought it was all coffee.
No, they did it with sodas too.
Was that coffee any good in those things?
No. We had a machine at my TV station back in the day, and it was...
Now, Josh, if I could impose, will you tell your Keurig story about Tom? Just quickly.
Oh, sure, yeah. I was making a coffee, Keurig pouring into my mug.
There, you're standing there waiting for your cup to be filled. Yeah.
Tom came in, he's talking to me, and as he's talking to me, I see that he's got his coffee cup. He removes my mug, from the Keurig. Coffee starts pouring everywhere. He goes to put his cup under, and he looks and goes, somebody made a mess. It was astounding.
That's amazing. Just amazing. And fascinating.
Yes.
That's where they got me my own little machine.
Yeah.
There must be therapists listening, just making notes feverishly. And
sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
You're a case study.
Okay. Now, we have... a lot of nice letters about various things from the show from last week. I think you were here, Josh. I know you were gone for part of the week.
One day.
One day.
Journeys, your fishing excursion.
4-day work week.
sad news last week, the death of Gordon Lightfoot.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I was here for all that.
A lot of tributes. And, we did our tribute.
No, not again.
No.
He wasn't underrated.
A lot of folks enjoyed it.
I know. I didn't.
And Gordon Lightfoot wrote many great songs, certainly.
Yes.
But
if there's any way we could get like a letterhead from the office of Pierre Trudeau or something admonishing Pat on a Canadian treasure about Ella Fitzgerald. Oh, my God.
Well, it was obviously a knockoff of his great song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, which I'm a huge fan of.
And that was a first draft. A lot of people don't.
That was the first draft. Or was there a previous draft of something?
No, but a lot of people don't know there was an actual sequel. He took a sequel? He took a Michigan tragedy, and but it wasn't that big of a tragedy, so the song never worked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but he did do a sequel.
How does it go?
I'll do it for you. There was a fiery crash on the second lap. of the Michigan Marlboro 500. An Indy style race at a furious pace. Their engines roared and they thundered. July 29th, 1996. Much damage to the car and his body. He fractured a vertebra, had a collapsed left lung. In the wreck of Emerson Fittipaldi.
See, it was a lesser tragedy. I mean, yeah, he survived. He was
the great MO.
Yeah,
he lived. He's okay, though.
He lived to race again.
It wasn't
a big tragedy. Yeah, no reason for a sequel.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. No, yeah, he was really going back to the well, and it was dry.
Thank you very much. We have Christy Lee at the news desk.
I have a feeling the phone's ringing, and I'll say hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, so Floyd. Fellas.
Haven't told you, Fittipaldi program.
Sure.
I got to tell you, we need this rain, but it's kind of out of control. I'm holed up here at Mr. Fuel, waiting for the storm to pass. But the good news is it'll keep the mud daubers and lot lizards at bay. They claim April showers will bring May flowers, but I guess all this rain the month of May is going to bring Noah's Ark out of retirement again.
Yeah,
it sure could.
I don't know if you heard, but in Kentucky, I heard tell somebody built a new Noah's Ark.
Yeah.
And I tried to take Big D to see it, but with her bursitis acted up, we couldn't go on account they only let you go in 2x2.
Makes sense.
Here's one for you, Mr. Ace. What did Alexander the Great, Jabba the Hutt, and Winnie the Pooh have in common?
What's that?
They all got the same middle names.
Well, that's
boy, that Kentucky right Derby was something else, wasn't it? Here's a few that'll make you giddy up when I tell it. Why do racehorses like to toot when they run?
Oh, no way.
Because they can't achieve full horsepower without gas. I bet you don't know when vampires like to watch horse racing best.
Wow.
Oh, when?
When it's neck and neck. Get it?
Yeah, that's where they'll bite.
And you know, with all this rain, they plan on running Derby here again soon. I don't know if you heard the news, but it's been rescheduled for Mother's Day. Not sure if y'all seen the royal family crown the king, but it looked to me like Prince Harry got his tickets from a scalper.
What, a ball joke?
No, I think he meant bad seats.
Bad seat joke.
Yeah.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's an email. Good morning, crew. I just got married. This is from Leah.
Congratulations.
I was married on Star Wars Day.
All right.
My bouquet handle was a lightsaber base. We also took pictures with our son dressed up as Kylo Ren. So there's
what's her name?
Her and her bride, Leah. There's her and her bridesmaids.
I wonder if that was one of the ones.
Did she say where she got married?
Doesn't
we have a news story about that?
Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. Because there's a city in Ohio that had offered a Star Wars themed wedding on May the 4th. Akron marked the unofficial holiday for Star Wars fans by offering 15-minute wedding ceremonies at the Highland Universal Gathering Spot. Most of the newlyweds dressed in traditional garments, such as white gowns or shirt and tie, but a few couples were wedding costume, including Jedi and Sith robes complete with lightsabers. Akron Municipal Court Judge Ron Cable even told couples, "May the Force be with you." Isn't that sweet?
Huh. Married you are.
Oh, Yoda officiated?
Kiss bride you may. I hope they were short ceremonies because I wouldn't want to have that. A long, long ceremony.
And a galaxy far, far away.
That's nice. These move out of their parents' basement now. Enjoy life.
So you automatically think someone who enjoys Star Wars lives in their parents'
basement? No, no, no.
Just no.
No. that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
I guess the only movie you like, is it Toy Story?
I love Toy Story.
Yeah, but...
I love the original. The first Star Wars was great.
Well, the first movie, Star Wars, yeah, it's a pretty good movie.
First three are pretty strong. They are. The Empire? Come on.
And that next series where they... It's like watching C-SPAN with monsters in it. That gets a little bit boring.
Certainly some dry scenes.
Yeah. But no. What else you got, Christy?
Well, this is a weird story out of Germany today. A 51-year-old man was rescued from the woods after a sex game went awry. The man was discovered, Josh, firmly bound with ropes atop a deer hunting platform near the town of Buchberg.
Does the German Scheiser in the woods?
Not the old. He was fully dressed with pantyhose over his head. The man appeared to have been tied up by a woman he met online, but at some point she received a phone call and fled the woods, suddenly leaving the guy behind.
I must leave. How do we know it was a woman who tied him up? Because a feminine knot or something?
Was it a feminine knot?
No, he set it up.
He said it was a woman. Uh-huh. He was rescued after a cyclist and a hunter heard his screams for help. Police said the man told officers he had a box cutter on him for such situations, but seemed to have underestimated the woman's bondage skills because he was unable to reach his knife.
This is crazy. Man, this guy's into some stuff. Well, those Germans, though, they love their camp, don't they?
The man was unharmed and refused to provide information about the woman's identity.
Yeah, picked the wrong time to pop a couple of Viagra.
She is a strong mistress. I read about her.
Oh, did you?
Ava Brawny. Yeah, yeah.
Big one.
She's very popular, but muscular. Very strong. Yeah.
He's lucky that he wasn't found by a bear.
Yeah, true.
Oh, piñata.
Oh, a sack lunch.
Oh, look. Pantyhose or it must be sausage.
You have to wonder if her fetish was tying guys up and ditching them.
Maybe.
Yeah. Boy, that's really something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know the old joke where the bear keeps finding the guy?
You're not here for the...
You're not here for the
hunting.
The hunting, are you? Okay. Never mind. This sounds an awful lot like that classic tale. Okay, sorry.
Here's another weird story in this kind of realm. A night manager at a Tennessee hotel facing charges after a guest woke up to him sucking on his toes.
Well, hold on.
According to police, David Neal used a key card to enter the guest's room around 5 in the morning.
If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right.
The guest said he awoke to the 52-year-old sucking on his toes. And after confronting Neal, called police. Neal told police he went to the guest's room after smelling smoke. WCTV reports Neal's charged with aggravated burglary and assault.
I smelled smoke because he was so hot.
Oh, my God. There has to be more to this story.
You think?
He likes to suck the toes of men, and he in his defense, he probably thought, hey, if I ask, he'll just say no.
Yeah.
So
now, isn't the rule you never let your foot hang off the bed in a hotel because the monsters will get you?
Being 5 feet tall, I've never had that problem. Okay. Ever.
You ever woken up to a strange man sucking on your toes?
No, haven't.
Saying this little piggy went to my mouth.
How about a guy you know?
Not into that. No. Mm-hmm.
So this guy, how's he going to apply for another job?
He's not. He's done.
So Seymour, tell me, how did you lose your last job? Some prick turned me in for trying to suck his toes.
I would imagine he's on a list now, right?
Here's the dude.
Oh, man. He looks like a...
awesome.
Kind of a Wally Cox, Poindexter-looking guy.
Sort of a sad...
Hi, how are you?
I'd like to...
Good evening. By the way, I do have a question for you. Uh-huh. May I suck on your toes?
No, but thank you.
All right, thank you very much. I'll move on.
Actually, residents of a New Jersey township believe they have solved the mystery of the so-called pasta dump.
Oh, yeah.
Last week... Hundreds of pounds of pasta were discovered along the banks of a brook in a wooded part of Old Bridge.
Was this called the pasta dump before it got to Tom?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the headline. This is the headline from NBC New York. Okay. Neighbors solve mysterious New Jersey pasta dump case.
Last time I saw a pasta dump like that, I was in the bathroom of Buca di Beppo.
NBC New York reports the pasta was, in fact, raw, but heavy rains made it appear it had cooked before it was dumped.
Have you seen the picture of this thing?
It's hilarious. It's just sitting there. Just a mound of... It's like a line of it.
Neighbors say the pasta came from a nearby home that is up for sale. They believe a man moving out of his mom's home after her death found a stockpile of old food and threw it out. The township's public works department cleaned up the mess, with the mayor saying the case is now closed.
Well, not with the mayor.
The mayor's saying the case is now closed.
I doubt that. No, I'm not going out there.
No.
What?
Cleaned
Who
up the
discovered
mess.
It?
Apparently people that were walking their dogs or something.
Oh, okay.
Back there. Yeah.
I was like, what the hell's this?
When I tell you to dump pasta in the woods, I don't want you having a stockbroker getting a Hummer finding it.
They brought out a forklift kind of device that had a big fork on it, literally.
Oh, and they turned it.
That turned around. It was a different kind of fork.
And a giant spoon to put it together.
Yeah, that was different. They did like a front loader with using the spoon.
Wheelbarrows.
Makes me kind of hungry.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's your favorite
spaghetti.
Food, isn't it?
Oh, we'll make spaghetti tonight for
delicious
dinner.
Delicious pasta. What was the guy thinking? Why did he put it in a dumpster? Why would you just throw food in the... Do you think it was going to be like recycling?
He probably thought it would just dissolve into the soil.
I didn't believe this story at first. I thought it was just a load of bolognese, but it turns out. No. I was wrong to say it.
No, I don't know. I don't know what kind of a mind would come up with that.
Okay, all right. I will rethink my life.
Maybe he threw it away because it was expired.
Oh, yeah.
Pasta date.
Pasta expiration date.
Speaking of that, the price of pasta in Italy has gone way up. And Italy's industry minister, Adolfo Urso, is calling for a crisis meeting over soaring prices.
I'm Adolfo Urso.
Urso.
What?
Urso.
Nope, what'd you call him?
Urso.
The cost of spaghetti and other pasta products rose by over 17% in the past year, despite a drop in wheat prices.
So it's up a pretty penny.
Seriously?
You're starting to miss a load of bolognese, aren't you?
Yeah.
The halcyon days bolognese.
How erudite the bolognese comment was.
The surging pasta talks will be chaired by a government-appointed watchdog on inflation. It's a big deal.
How'd you like to be the government-appointed pasta inflation guy?
In Italy? That's probably higher than vice president.
Yes.
Well, we can't say. The vice president doesn't go to international funerals. We send our pasta chief. He's the guy that people respect. When we come back.
And by the way, don't anyone ever forget, Tom contends that pasta, depending on the shape,
tastes differently from pasta to pasta.
Yeah, and
even
it's wrong.
Even the most unsophisticated palate would tell you.
It's not all made from eggs and flour, if that's what you're thinking.
Many things are made similarly, but the shape dictates the...
The shape,
the way it's cooked.
Has an effect on the taste.
I mean, I know I like my SpaghettiOs al dente, which is a trick, by the way. That is not easy to do.
You got to get to the factory.
You got to catch them early at the factory.
They're a little mushy.
Has anybody ever tried that?
I don't think so.
A canned al dente spaghetti.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, C-Ball Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, C-Ball Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.